Sunday night, around Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Ad Beis, because it's a week after Purim, so it must be Chaf Aleph or Chaf Beis, and Shmaitza Shir, Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Vav. Shmaitza focuses on the Rambam about a Psua Daka being able to marry Sveiko, Sofik Mamzer, Baruch And the Shmaitza answered the Noi Debihuda's question. The paragraph started with V'lachein Nirla Nafi Ani Yazdaiti, and he said that because the Pshat and the Ma'arit is that it's Mutter B'Torah Vadai, and the Shmaitza treats it as a Chefza Dehetera. We shouldn't be so surprised, because the Shmaitza treats even the Rambam's Sofek Deraisa Lekula as a Chefza Dehetera. If you remember by Bechor, he said this surprising Kiddush that if you hold Sofek Deraisa Lekula, that's without any psukim, just plain Sofek Deraisa Lekula. He said the Bechor is not Kadosh, the Sofek Bechor is not Kadosh, and therefore you don't have to worry about Asiri Vadev or Asiri Sofek and all sorts of things. So therefore, he says, again, what's this Psua Daka doing? He's marrying a Sofik Mamzer, a Sofik Yisrael. It's weird, because if it's a Mamzer, if the lady is a Mamzer, then he's also in a Mamzer. A Mamzer is mutter to marry a Psua Daka, when you look at the Mitzad, the Chepsa, the Isura of a Psua Daka. But a Psua Daka can't marry a Mamzer, because it's not a psul. Oh, I'm not so sure. I take back what I said. If it's not a psul yichus, but it's just a psul lovely bakal, so then a mamzer can't marry the Ptua Daka either. Akaponim, if she's a mamzeris, it's also. And if she's a Yisraelis, she's also. This is the Noi Yehuda's question on the Rambam. Now, she's a cheftza. It's very important to your soul to understand the Shmait, so you really have to go back if you care to understand them. You don't agree with him, so. But if it's important to go back to the very first few days when we established before starting Shmaitza Aleph that Sofek, when something reaches the Madrega of truly being a Sofek, where let's say the Rambam's din of Sofek Deraisa Lekula kicks in, right? We said you can't come home and look at a piece of meat on your table and say, nowadays we're not used to such examples, because we would assume it's kosher, because it's in my house, and my wife bought it, so it's on my table. But you can't go and you say, oh, I don't know if this is kosher or not, and there's a label on it, and I left my glasses home, so it's Sofek Deraisa Lekula. Certainly the Rambam, to say Sofek Deraisa Lekula, I think that's a good litmus test, is when the Rambam Sofek Deraisa Lekula kicks in. Certainly, Sofek Deraisa Lekula kicks in when there is a, in Lomdisha terms, I'd say there's a matzav of Sofek. There's a reality to the Sofek. The Sofek has entered its reality. It's normally Sofek is in us. We don't know. At some point along the spectrum, it becomes, again using legal terms, a cheftz of the Sofek. It has to be that way. Just even Sofek, the Rambam Sofek Deraisa Lekula, or even the Torah Sofek Mamza Mutter. Like I said, if I can make a couple of phone calls, punch a couple of buttons on my computer, get into a couple of archives of town records in Wichita, Kansas, I'm not sure it's not a Sofek Mamza. And these things come up every day. So you need a certain reality of Sofek, whether it's pervasiveness of the Sofek, impossibility or difficulty in finding out, being Mavara of the Sofek. That's the legal term. In Momenus, we said, you have the same idea. There it's called Drora de Mamona. That's the legal term by Momenus. You'll come across in the beginning of Bava Metzia. Taisus is the assumed explanation. And for Sumchis to say Momen Hamutal B'Sofek Cholkin, you might have heard of Sumchis's statements, Momen Hamutal B'Sofek Cholkin. Mutal B'Sofek means the Sofek's a reality, not just you don't know. And that the Gemara expresses and says that. Heicha de Omer Sumchis, when does Sumchis say his din, is only by a drora de Mamona. And Tosfos says, Tosfos' words are, Belita anoseyem yeshofek lebezdin, meaning, it's not a question because they're contradicting each other, the two Balei Dvarim, they're slugging it out, that's why you don't know. You taka don't know, it's unknown. It's something that's a heft of Sufik, okay?
According to Rambam, what do we say, the role of Hazaka? Is it the role or Hazaka?
Then it's Mavara the Sufik. Yeah, certainly. These are the Torah's ways of being poshet the Sufik.
That's still not a
suffix anymore. Rove, it's a suffix, but it's not a suffix any longer. Now, whether or not in Lomdish terms you're still going to call it a chefs of suffix, except that you're following Rove, that's what you're asking, a very Lomdish question. So the Schmeitzer said already back in Perek Beis or Gimel that it's not a suffix anymore and it's not called a suffix Mamzer. Once you have Rov Chazaka, because this is the Torah's way of the Torah gives us legal ways of being Mevara the Sofek, especially it comes to Chazaka. Especially, I mean, it's like a Chiddush Chazaka, which is not really Mevara or anything. It just says keep it on the status quo. It doesn't tell us to get was Koroiv Law or Koroiv Loi. That right? We understand that Chazaka doesn't do that. But still, the Torah says this is your tool to b'mokam sofek. Use this tool to figure out what to do. You can have a tzad that chazaka does not does not change it into a non sofek, but the Shmaitza holds it does, because sofek mamzer with a chazaka, that would be your. That would be your test case. Akaponim, I'm repeating all this over. We said this the first few days when we learned it. Maybe now we all have a greater appreciation for it. But now it makes more sense. You see, so the Shmaitza, so like you have this monofshach. Like she's either a mamzeres or Yisraelis. But there is no tzad that she's a mamzeres. You see, she's a Sufik mamzeres, says the Shmaitza. And a Sufik mamzeres, the Maharit. The Maharit's point is a chefza de hetera. It's a chefza de hetera. It's mutter. So, now the Shmaitza says it both ways. That on the tzad, that regarding the mamzer question, it's sofek mamzer is a chefza de hetera. And regarding the Yisraelis question, it's kohol vaday veloy kohol sofek. So it works the other way. Lo yovab suadaka b'kal Hashem. And this is Kohol Sofek, because she might not be a Yisraelis. So it's a Chefza of Heter for the Tzuadaka problem also. The guy here points out, the Shmaitza L'Chari didn't have to say both halves, could have said one half, and the other half would be, so to speak, would be Mutter because of the good old din of Sofek Deraisa L'Kula. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes strong issue with this. He says, I'll grant you everything in the world, but you don't really have a Sufik Isser, because when you have the Monashach that it's Usser, so it's not a Sufik Isser, it's a Vaday Isser. You may not know why it's Usser, but it's Vaday Usser. That's the Shlomo Zalman's point.
Rashi and Yevamos.
Right, so I said, L'chor, it's totally in the Machlekes Rashi Taisus and Yevamos. There's a rule of Ein Sofek Motzi Midei Vaday. That's another rule in Hilchas Sveikas. Usually it's said by Mominus, usually. Actually, though, it's said by Bedikas Chometz. That once you have bodek your house, or if you know there's Chometz there, and if you have bodek your house, and maybe Ein Chosesh, the Mishnah on Daf Tes says, once you bodek your house, you don't have to be afraid that someone brought in Chometz. And this rule is put forth. It's called Ein Sofek Motzi Midei Vaday. You have a Vaday situation. You have a Sofek if if it was ruined. So till you know for sure that it was ruined, it's sort of like chazaka, but not precisely. But in Yevamos it said in Momenus. Now, without, I don't want to go into the case. It's complicated. It's a complicated case. It's not hard, but it's complicated. With nephews and sons and grandsons and Yerusha. Suffice it to say that there's a case which seems to be Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday. You know, the Gemara says it's called Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday if, let's say, there's someone that's a son and he's a Vaday Yoresh. And another person comes and says, I'm also a son. I'm your brother. So that's called Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday. To meet the criterion of Ein Sofik Moitzi, I'm not talking about now why should we believe him. I'm not getting into that. To meet the criterion of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday, the Vaday has to be a Vaday, like even if, I was Baidik the house, even if you now brought in Chometz, but I was still Baidik the house. So it's Vaday. That's what makes a Vaday is that it's Vaday on both sides of the new Sofik. The new Sofik is like extracurricular. Something new happened. Now, the Gemara assumes that if someone comes and says, I'm also a brother, that's called Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday. Why? Tosfos in Bava Metzia explains. Even if there are two brothers, but each one is a complete Yoresh, each one has a Koach Yerusha. So even if there is another brother, I really have sort of a potential right to the whole Yerusha. It's just practically we split it up. Right? So therefore I'm called a Vaday, because even if what you're saying is true, I'm still a Vaday Yoresh. So I'm Vaday, because even if you're also a Yoresh, I'm a Yoresh, but you're only a Sofik, because you haven't proved yet that you're a Yoresh. So we say, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday. That's how it's applied, and that's what the Gemara assumes. There's a case there where it seems, why isn't it Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday? Why not? There's a certain case. So Rashi says, because there, the Vaday is Yoresh for different reasons on each side. If he's alone, then he gets it because, the case is we're not sure who he is, but if he's alone, then he gets it because either as a son or as a grandson or a nephew, I'm not sure of the case, I didn't bother me. The point is, it's a monofshach. The reason he's Vaday is because he monofshach has a share in the Yerusha, but for different reasons. Mamish paralleling our case here, where she's Asur, Mimonavshach. Mimonavshach means any way you look at it, she's Asur, but it's for different reasons. So is that called Vaday? It's beautiful. Is that called Vaday? Or is that not called Vaday because it's different reasons? So that's not called, you can't call that Vaday. You can't give it the Koach of Vaday. It seems to be a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and Yevamos whether the rule of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday applies to a Vaday, and again I'll say the words, who's only a Vaday mikoach amonavshach. He's not really a Vaday, he just has amonavshach. I either get it because I'm a son or I get it because I'm a grandson. So Tosfos says that's not called, Rashi says that's not called Vaday because Eini Yodeya mikoach ma hu Yoresh. Eiz Hashem, thank you. Since he doesn't know from which Shem means Siba, from what Siba he's being Yoresh, so that doesn't have the strength of the Vaday. And then Hamish, our case with the Shlomo Zalman and the Shmaitzer. Why? Why? You want to know why? Because the rule of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday lechora. I mean, the answer to your question would be that the rule of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday is a legalism that's on that level. It's not saying I have the money, so they're like I have the money, so Mimonavshuch, you can't take it away from me. It's I know what I am, so till you can prove and change my status, so I'm Vaday and you're suffering. You know, it's on that level of shame. That's lechora. That's lechora. The reason, the rule of Ein Tzavik Moitzi Midei Vaday is not on the level of the money, whose pocket is it in, or whose pocket I should certainly get it, and you should only meta get it. It's on the level of Shem. The bias has a Shem boduk. You can't change that Shem unless you know for sure it changed.
Right, but why would you call that a suffake as opposed to just unproven yet?
It's funny to call it a suffake. We're not calling it a suffake, but it ain't a vaday either. We're calling it not a vaday. And it's very important. It's a good point, but it's not a suffake, but it's not a vaday either. For the rule of ain't something much, again, it's for the rule of ain't something much with a vaday to kick in, you need vaday. Rashi says, if you're not sure with what shame you're coming, you're not a vaday. And therefore, you can't protect yourself with the rule of ain't something most of your day vaday. Here, this is beautiful. This is Mahamish, I'll call it the Machlokes of Shlom Zalman and the Shmaitzer. Here is your case. You have a Ptuadaka marrying a Suffolk Mams, a Suffolk Yisrael. Shlom Zalman, the Shmaitzer says the beer in the Rambam is the Marit, because Suffolk is a Heftzah de Hetera, and Shlom Zalman Tain is that this is not a Heftzah of a Suffolk, because you're usher for sure. We just don't know why. So that's Mamish. This is like a beautiful case, which is reflective of that Machlokes Rashi Taisus L'Chayra. Very nice. Very okay. Let's go Vaita. So now we're up to the paragraph Ella Dehokashia. You don't know. Ella. We're before that. Ella Dehokashia. Yeah, you have it.
I don't have it yet.
Ella Dehokashia Mashiach Shabbos Shmuel. Here's the Marit. Ella Dehokashia Mashiach Shabbos Shmuel.
Right before Venera?
Yeah,
yeah.
The last sentence before
Venera. Okay. That was the Noida Behudas Kasha. This Rambam is getting it from all sides. So we dealt with the Noida Behudas question. The Mai Mutab is fakers. What's the Rambam making us feel bad for this guy that he has no one to marry this Tzuadaka, and therefore Chazal did not answer him to marry a Suffolk Mamza? But they left it on the Dindi Araisa that he's mutter in a Suffolk Mamzer. The my mutter b'sfekas yoisu mi Mamzer, the Osir al kaponim midrabbanon. The Mamzer can't marry a Suffolk Mamzer, even though he has no one to marry. Veneria, the chivin, the omru b'shas. Since the Gemara in Asar Yuchsin says, Berg Asar Yuchsin, shtuki my time Osir. Why did Chazal aser a Suffolk Mamzer? Umasik mishum demaylo also beyuchsin. Umaylos yuchsin einu ela bakal Yisrael. It means that we don't want Suffolk psulim mixing into the klal. Neged psulei kol. Mishumochi asfekus kiven diyesh behem Suffolk Yisraelim. Also maylos lo yosarvu bepsulei mishpacha. Vahamaylo einu ela kneged psulei kol. Right, remember we didn't like the answer because he can't give birth, because the Rambam didn't say that. So here he's saying differently. He's saying that the answer is we want to keep the genealogy of Klal Yisrael pure, we'll call it. Sounds a little racist, but that's what the Gemara says. We want to keep the genealogy pure without Sfeikus. Mishmochi has fakus, given the age by him, Suffolk Yisraelim, Asumaila. In other words, we're worried about the Sfakos. Maybe he's a Yisrael kosher. So we made a Milo, we're looking out for his good. Not that we're against him, the way the newspapers want you to think, but we're for him, that we don't want him to mix with Tzulim. because maybe he's a Yisrael, maybe he's a fine Yisrael. So we don't want him to marry a mamzer and get messed up. Shlo yusarbu b'psulei mishpacha. V'amayla eino elo neged psulei kol. Avo psuadaka ki vandaladas harambam. Psuadaka b'kedusha osei kohi. He's a Yisrael. He's a fine Yisrael. Alts pagam mishpacha, alts genealogy, he's a good man. Fine man. He's also to marry a mamzer. Hodlo yovu b'kal Hashem. Einu elamishim psul haguf. That's what it's called. Maybe the Shmaitz is making up these terms, but they're important terms. It's not a psul kohol. It's not a genealogy thing. That he's not ro'ui to come into Klal Yisrael because of his genealogy. But it's a psul haguf. You know, he has a womb. What? Yeah. He's explaining the machlokas. Vodlo yovu b'kal Hashem. Einu elamishim psul haguf. It's a regular iser. So we won't say Milas Yuchsin. He maintains his Yichus, Yachas. So we keep it on the Dioraisa, the Mutta Besfeikus, as we just said, even if it's contradictory. Even though generally Rabbanan always asks its fakers, forget about the special Isser of Ishtuki, Mishumailas Yuchsin. But don't we say that every Safek Rabbanan came along and forbade? Bavalgab de Ba'almo always, generally, Hechmiru Rabbanan, Kam Bishori Surin Bisfekos. Ah, Gabimam's a Safek, given that Torah, he tir betoras Vadai, Vafilu betarte de Sasre. Remember, we go back to the question a few prokem ago. Why did the Gemara feel it has to give a reason why Chazal Asad marrying a Safek Mamzer, Mishum Milas Yuchsin? According to the Rambam, Chazal Asad every Safek. But the Rabbanon, it's Asur. So we said, you know, you're right, but here, since the Torah explicitly was Matir a Safek Mamzer, so it's not so poshut for the Rabbanon to come along and play around with that, because here the Torah said it's explicitly that it's permitted. So if not for Milas Yuchsin, they wouldn't have touched it. Ukadisa b'shas, my time as Shtuki Pasul, Mishum Milas Yuchsin. Uptuadaka de b'yichsusei koi, l'das ha-rambam, d'svirlei b'kdushasei koi, he can't marry a mamzer, him came lo shayach negdoi, Milas Yuchsin. Now the Shmaitz is leading to a point, because you might be bothered by the same question that the Shmaitz himself is bothered by, when the teretz was because he can't have children anyway, so what do we care? We said that's all very nice and fine and wonderful, but the Rambam doesn't say that reason. So here he just gave a whole spin, and he said that we're not machmir by a psuadaka, because a psuadaka is a fine fellowed yichus. Because it's a psul haguf, not a psul yuchsin, so there's no milas yuchsin. So they therefore didn't answer him in a suffix mamzer, because there's no milas yuchsin. So, but the Rambam doesn't say that reason. So the Shmaitz is leading up to that. He's now leading us into why the Rambam gives us the sob story as the reason. Ella de lo tikshi, because you could still have the following question. He's coming now to explain why the Rambam says what he says, and not what the Shmaitz had just said. Ela de lo tikshi, because you might still have the following question. Nehi da sveikus mutorim b'psuadaka. De lo osu mailo l'psuadaka, kiven de iu b'kdushosei koi, v'osu b'mamzeres. But b'sveikus hayolo lasus mailo b'yuchsin, shalo yiso es osveikus. In other words, why can he marry a Suffolk? In other words, we're explaining why the Suffolk Mamza could marry him. The Suffolk Mamza could marry him because he is a perfectly fine Jew, right? So that Suffolk Mamza is mutter in Israel. Rabbanan asked it because of Yuchsin, but here he's a Miyuchas. The Tzvodak is a Miyuchas, so we don't care. But now we're worried about, but why could the Tzuadaka marry the Safik Mamzer? If the Tzuadaka is a fine fellow and has Yichus, so we should worry about his Yichusin. So that's what the Rambam comes along and says. The Zek Kazvaram, that's why the Rambam gives his sob story. Even the Asr Lovay B'Kahol, because he doesn't have anyone to marry, Lo Gozer B'Ala Sveikos. Vainu Davogab de B'Kdusha Sveikoi, Vainu Asr B'Kahol, Elo Mishum Psul HaGuf, Filuachi Kivin Da Torah, Hirchikoso Me Kahol, Lo Asr Bo Malos Yuchsin. Vimkein Lo Shayach Malos Yuchsin, Hein Mi Didola Didei, from her to him. That's the first reason we said, Kivan the Iu Gam came miyuchas, because he is a miyuchas. Uvikadusha Sekoi, Uchmoche midi deila dido, from him to her, Kivan the Sol Sol, Hirchikoso Torah Mekoho, Lohechshiva b'mailos yuchsin. They didn't worry about making a mailos yuchsin, because as we said, he has no one to marry. The Zen Nachon v'dok, so we're covered.
The Torah
didn't ask for a mamzer.
I mean, not the Torah, the Rabbanon. Sorry, God's the
Rabbanon. So that's because of the Milus Yuchsin of the Suffolk mamzer.
The Torah says, well, Yavol,
right? Yeah, so Mishum Milus Yuchsin, the Gemara says, we are worried about the Yichus, the genealogy of the Suffolk mamzer. He might be a perfectly fine Yisrael. And we don't want to, we want for his sake, we don't want him marrying a mamzer. But we don't care about the Suffolk mamzer marrying a Psuadaka. Because a Psuadaka is not a problem. Psuadaka is a fine fellow.
Where's Rambam saying
that? Doesn't. He's covering half the problem, and the Rambam's covering the other half. How could the Psuadaka marry the Suffolk Mamza?
The line that we're trying to explain to Rambam is both Psuadaka and Psuadaka, and Gazwa and Sinwa and Sveikas. Right? That's the Rambam's question that we're trying to.
So the Shmaita is explaining that's half the story. That's what he's being machadish. The story from her to him is, in other words, what's the question? But always a mamza can't marry a suffic mamza, and the mamza can't marry anyone else. So the Shmaita is saying the reason there's a milas yuchsin that a we say a mamzer can't marry a suffic mamzer is because we're worried about the yuchsin of the suffic mamzer. We don't want the suffic mamzer, who might be a perfectly fine Yisrael, we don't want him mixing into the family of a mamzer. So that we don't want. So that's milas yuchsin. You don't have that by a psuadaka, because by a psuadaka it's only a psul haguf, not a psul yuchsin. So we don't have to worry about that half. So we only have to worry about the other half. And that's what the Rambam is coming to rationally explain. That we don't worry about the Tzuadaka marrying the Sofik Mamzer of Miles Yuchsin, messing up his Yichus, because since he can't, we're not Machmir, since he can't marry anyone else. No, you don't have the Cheshbon in the Beis Meir. Think about it. You know, the Beis Meir says a straightforward Teretz, and the question is, the Rambam doesn't say that Teretz. The Shmaitza cleverly only takes care of half the story, and you need the Rambam still for the other half. The Shmaitza's half answers the question, why don't we say that same Svara every time a Mamzer wants to marry a Suffolk Mamzer? Think about it. So the Rambam takes care of that half. The Shmaitza cleverly, the Beis Meir is taking care of, is saying an all-encompassing Svara. No Milos Yuchsin by Psuadaka, can't have kids. So that's both ways. So the question is, so why did the Rambam have to say a different Svara? Why didn't he say the Beis Meir Svara? The Shmaitza is saying a Svara that very cleverly only takes care of one half of the equation. So what the Rambam does say takes care of the other half of the equation. That's why we're not worried about the Psuadaka marrying the Suffolk Mamzer. Because he needs someone to marry. But we're not worried about the Suffolk Mamzer marrying, but we still don't let a Suffolk Mamzer marry a Mamzer.
Right.
Because we're worried about the yuchsin of the Suffolk Mamzer. But that you don't have here. Because the Psu Adaka is only a Psu Aguf. He doesn't say it.
But that was the Kashmir Beis Meir.
No, it wasn't. I'll try once more. The Beis Meir gave an all-encompassing answer to the question. And the question is, why did then did the Rambam have to say something else? According to the Shmaitzer, there's a hif of the Teretz that the Rambam doesn't say. And the Rambam does say the other half. You need two halves. He says the second half. He doesn't say the
but
first
even in
half.
That half, it's not there, right? That was the guy who was married. The Rambam doesn't say anywhere about you can't have kids.
Yeah, we know.
When the Rambam, the Kashan of Rishmir, when the Rav learned it with us, the Rav explained it as being that the Rambam didn't say it.
He's not saying the Beis Meir Sfari you can't have kids. He's saying there's no Milos Yuchsin because there's no, it's not a Psul Yuchsin, it's only a Psul Aguf.
That,
right. The Rambam doesn't say it. Perfect. But realize the Rambam still has to say what he does say. Because that Sfara, that Psul Adaka is not a Psul Yuchsin, it's a Psul Aguf, explains why we allow the Suffolk Mamzer to marry the Psul Adaka. But it doesn't explain why we allow the Suffolk Mamzer to marry the Psu Adaka. But it doesn't explain, the Rambam's coming to explain why we allow the Psu Adaka to marry the Suffolk Mamzer. So the Svara that the Shmaitzer says, which answers the question of the Beis Shmuel, is why we're not worried about the Suffolk Mamzer marrying the Psu Adaka. Because the Psu Adaka, there's no Milos Yuchsin there. The Psu Adaka is a fine Jew. So it's only a Suffolk Mamzer, Medirais, it's Mutter, and it's Suffolk Kohol, and therefore it's Mutter Medirais. I, Rabbanan, should ask her because of Milos Yuchsin. They have no reason to. The Psu Adaka, there's no Yuchsin issue.
Well, if there weren't going to be.
But why could the Psu Adaka marry the Suffolk Mamzer? The answer is a Yuchsin issue. That's where the Rambam comes in with his svara, and the Rambam has to say what he says. Okay, I want to finish up the perek. Fenicha bezeliyashe, the last 10 lines around. And according to this, Fenicha bezeliyashe machahiksha b'tshuva anal, the Noidi B'Yudi asks another question, Meha Yerushalmi. The Rav Yirmiyah, according to Rav Yirmiyah, the Sfira Leikol Asurin Lovoi Bekol Mutorin Zebuzet Hainu Psu Adaka. Now that includes Psu Adaka, because according to Rav Yirmiyah, a Psu Adaka is Mutter in a Mamzeris. And it says in the Mishnah that, in other words, according to the way Rav Yirmiyah would read the Mishnah, a Psu Adaka is Mutter in a Mamzeris, because that's what Rav Yirmiyah holds, but it says he's Asur Besveikos. Right? It's Asur Besveikos. And the Noidi B'Yudah asks, but the Rambam Moser is Osir, but still, but that shouldn't be the point of Machlokas. So he should still. V'im Kehler of Yirmiyah Dlavik Dushal Sekoi, Mishimochi Vadon Besfekon Osir, Mishimailus Yuchsin Dido. Dev should the Israelis Ihi, Vavale Mailus Yuchsin, Neget Psu Adaka, Kamo Neget Echad Mipsulekol, Kimin Dlavik Dushal Sekoi. In other words, so the Shmaitzer is brilliant now, based on what we just said, that according to the Rambam, the Psu Adaka is a meyuchas, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but he's mutter to marry a Suffolk mamzeres because we didn't make a milos yuchsin the way we just explained. According to Rav Yirmiyah, that he's mutter in a mamzeres, he's taka not a meyuchas. So now Rabbonin taka asked it because of milos yuchsin. Because the Psu Adaka is not a meyuchas. In other words, it makes sense that that's the point of contention between Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Bun, because that's taka the machlokas. According to Rav Yirmiyah, the Psu Adaka is a psul yuchsin, is a yuchsin issue, and therefore it taka makes sense that according to Rav Yirmiyah, he's osur besfeikos, not like the Rambam, because there's a milos yuchsin, so we want to keep them separate. But according to the way the Rambam paskens like Rav Bun, so he's mutter in a mamzeres. I'm sorry, he's also in a mamzeres. That means it's not a psul of yuchsin. It's only a psul aguf, and therefore there's no milos yuchsin, and therefore he's mutter in a suffik mamzeres. also be mamzeres. Um kein tu lekam alos yuchson the do neged tzuadaka. Even the iu be yuchsusay namikoi. He's a miyuchas. Ule didei leshayich malos yuchson. Even that Torah hechikoso.
But are we assuming a tzuadaka can't have kids?
Is yes.
Okay. So then why is yuchas even akasha here?
Because we still want. It's still a mixture. You're still intermingling into a different mishpacha. And I mean, they won't have kids, but you want to keep the mishpacha. Chazal wanted to keep the genealogy clean. You're saying what the Beis Meir says, really, which is rejected by the Shmaitzo, that we don't care. The fact that he doesn't have, can't have kids is not a chesmen.
You are wrong out a little bit. The idea of the yichus is as kedusha yichus, meaning.
I'm not sure. I mean, I can think. I don't know whether Tzuadaka.